Okay, thanks. So I'll skip all my thank yous, repeating all my thank yous. The purpose is to see if we can help move things along in sub-team four, since the other sub-teams are progressing. So we wanted to get Paul and Kathy on the phone with the staff and the co-chairs to see what can be done to expedite things. As I understand it, one of the problems is, I mean, obviously, this is a bit of a catch-all topic. It's the topics that aren't identified in the previous questions and handled by the other sub-teams. So a little bit of a challenge because you're looking for whatever needles there are in the haystack. But the problem, I think, has been the size of the haystack and whether there's a way to slim it down a bit to at least get the group started, identifying any issues and putting them into buckets so that we could figure out, are they already being dealt with by, you know, somewhere else, or do we have to have separate discussions about them or how to deal with them? So I think that pretty much summarizes the problem as I understand it, and I guess I'd love to hear from the co-conveners of the sub-team whether whether my snapshot is right here or what else you think needs to be done to kind of get things moving along a little bit more in sub-team four. So I'll turn the floor to Kathy or Paul.
Paul, should I give it a shot?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, cool. So Paul and I were iterating over the last few days as well, because we are the catch-all, and in part, it really depended, you know, what the scope of our work was, in part, dependent on what the other sub-teams were doing. So what I did was I joined most of the other sub-teams and participated more or less actively, but mostly was kind of listening to the process of the comment incorporations, so that we would kind of know what was being covered and what wasn't. So we really are the catch-all, and we probably won't have, you know, a report for Tuesday. And I'm hoping by the time we get to the end of the discussion that will be okay. So kind of figuring out, getting our hands around, you know, 21,000 comments, and, you know, if you include all the signatories to the petition, and figuring out what we need has been a process. And I think we've got something. There's a template that I've worked on. That's kind of a combination of the old template and a new one that Mary suggested for us. I think we're going to find some interesting things arising out of this. And in one area, one category that will be, I think, of great interest to not only Sub-Team 4, but ultimately to the working group, is law enforcement. We asked for input on law enforcement, and if we go through with Annex 3, kind of should an equivalent be created for law enforcement? Certainly we got some interesting comments on that, and that should be a category that we're working on. We've asked Mary some questions about tools, and one of the things it seems is that the vast majority of the save domain privacy and respect our privacy comments appear to have been pretty well dealt with now in the existing sub-teams. Please let me know if you disagree with that. I'll pause for a second. Okay, they seem to have been, we're going to review them one more time, but it seems like really what sub-team 4, and it took us a little while to get to this conclusion, what sub-team 4 scope is really the other comments, because it's the people that save domain name privacy and respect our privacy spoke to kind of existing issues on the table, the ones covered by 2 and 3 in particular. But now we're looking at the other things that are kind of buried in the more substantive comments, including, you know, requests for review, some questions, methodology, principles, and then other ideas coming in, including law enforcement issues. So again, scope is finally being narrowed down, both in substance and in comments. So we asked Mary yesterday whether there's a tool that exists that tells us who the substantive commenters are, and with links to the comments. And such a tool, we understand, does not exist right now. And so we wanted to know if we could ask for it. Because that would then give us something. First, how many substantive comments were there? And then, you know, and then we can break it up among the members of our sub-team and get those out pretty quickly for review. So that's our current thinking now and the current roadmap that Paul and I were thinking about. Paul, did I get that right? Do you want to add anything?
list.
So this is Paul. I think that's right. You know, the bottom line here is that unless we can get this narrowed down from 22,000, it's an impossible task for five people. And the way that things are set up now, I think we had capped it at 10 or 11,000, something like that. And the proposal was that each team member look at 2,000 comments each, or maybe it was 1,800. That's just not going to happen. And so we've asked, and I understand that there's been hesitancy because of, you know, staff is busy with everything else as well. This is not the only thing ICANN has going on right now. But, you know, we've tried to figure out how we can, you know, at least back out the template comments so that we get a non-template comment set. And then ideally we would also be able to back out the comments that have already been looked at substantively. But at this point, I think even if we can't do that, at least if we can get the template comments backed out and get us down to a number that could be reasonably distributed amongst the four or five of us, that would be terrific. If at the end of the day that just can't happen, then unfortunately what is going to happen is that we're going to have to figure out how to do that ourselves as a sub-team. But like staff, you know, this isn't the only thing that's going on with each of our, you know, lives and practices and travel schedules and everything else. So, I just don't know when that's going to happen. And I don't want to overpromise something that I can't do if I have to, you know, really go through 20,000 comments and figure out which ones are templates and which ones aren't. So, you know, we're anxious and ready to go, and we've exchanged a lot of emails back and forth, but we've not really reached resolution on what to do next and who can do what. So I think this call is timely, and hopefully, you know, at least if the answer really is no, the five of you need to go through 20,000 comments to pick, you know, to first narrow the haystack and then look for the needles, you know, at least we'll all be on the same page in terms of that. But I'm hoping that that's not where we end up. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
This is Mary. Steve?
Mary,
sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to ask you to respond.
Yeah, not so much to respond, but to follow up. And I wanted to point out that I think at least two things have happened or been done since the formation of this sub-team. Well, several, but I'll just highlight two. One, and those of you in Adobe can see this on the screen, we now have something called Part 4 of the Public Comment Review Tool. And, Steve, I know you're not in Adobe, but I think you've gone through the documents, so you're familiar with this. And so Part 4 collects those comments from the non-template-based submitters. So, you know, the various constituencies, the individuals, those folks that responded to the online template, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, comments that did not come in through Respect Our Privacy or that were not associated with Safe Domain Privacy, that did not fit or that were not formulated as specific responses to the other questions that we had already dealt with in Parts 1, 2, and 3 of the template, or they were otherwise farmed out to the sub-team. So that's the first development, that we now have this Part 4 of the tool. And Part 4 of the tool also includes a series of types or categories, you know, for example, all those comments that may express concerns about physical safety or the risk of doxing, other comments that, you know, pointed out why certain groups might require more anonymity than others. And these categories were based on a staff review of the individual comments received as well as those submissions that came in through Respect Our Privacy and Safe Domain Privacy. So that's the first thing. I guess the second thing that I would say also is that these tools were basically prepared to assist the sub-teams and the working group with their review of the comments. So, you know, our hope was that whether it was this sub-team or generally for the working group or individuals that, you know, in looking through these tools and the different templates, if there's things that staff has left out, because obviously in 22,000 comments, there may be a chance that we've either, you know, mischaracterized something or left something out or put in the wrong place, then that should be something that we should know. And so I'll send, and Paul and Kathy, I apologize that, you know, my earlier communications were not clear. You know, given these developments, we thought that it might be helpful for this sub-team, because we do agree it 22,000 is a lot, especially even for 5 or 7 people, that if you look at what's been done, especially in part 4 of the tool, you know, whether that's going to be useful to the sub-team and whether you think that there's additional things that the sub-team should be doing. Because, you know, for example, the sub-team could just take on part 4, you know, and try and come back with a report in the same way as the other 3 sub-teams, or it could use part 4 as a starting point, and if you wish, you know, look at the 22,000 or any kind of subset of that. So, as Marika says in the chat, from the staff perspective, given all the communications and given the developments, we were wondering if what you now see as part 4 goes some way towards, you know, basically fulfilling the objective of sub-team 4.
So, Kathy and Paul, have you looked at this tool, part 4? Does this help?
The answer is yes and no.
Yes, you've looked at it, and no, it doesn't help?
No, yes and no. It helps, and yet there's more that we need. Okay. So this is useful. First, one of the things I kept asking Mary for yesterday is, where's the link to this? So let me ask, can this be posted to sub-team 4? Maybe it belongs in other sub-teams too. To the sub-team 4 wiki, clearly labeled as an ICANN staff-created summary. That would be really useful.
In answer to the question, of course, we can post it in sub-team 4 wiki. What we have done, because we haven't had this call until today, this tool was sent out to the full working group because, you know, until sub-team 4 had an agreed approach, and since this was done, our assumption is that at least the fail-safe, the backstop, would be that the whole working group could look at this after they get through parts 1, 2, and 3. So absolutely, it can be posted. And I think it's very clear from the formatting, and we can certainly say this again, given that this is part 4 of the tool and the other 3 parts were circulated to the working group, that, of course, this is the staff, you know, compilation. And as Marika notes, and as I mentioned earlier, if there's things that we're leaving out or that we've mischaracterized or put in the wrong place, we certainly would be happy to hear that from the working group, because, after all, I think this is a good
exercise. I think you're adding another layer of work, Mary. Sorry. I think you're adding another layer of work, which I decline to accept.
Kathy, here
we go.
Yes. So why don't you go on and say what you think about this, how you guys could use this tool.
Okay. First, again, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, so I missed this when it went out the first time. So that's why I'm asking that it be put in a place that we can find it, that we can send the link to other members of the sub-team
to,
and, of course, other members of the working group. The piece that we need in this now is the link to these comments. Well, first, 2 questions. One, is this all of the substantive comments, Mary? Is 76 the whole universe of non-save, save domain privacy, respect our privacy comments? And then I have another question.
Yes. So, Kathy, what you see in this part 4 of the tool, the short answer is yes. The explanation is that this is the first pass-through by staff of all the comments received. And so what you see in part 1 here are the ones that we have noted as basically non-template-based. And like I said, these are the comments that did not belong or were not formulated as specific responses to all the other things that have already been summarize for the other 3 sub-teams and the full working group. Then in part 2, I think, of this tool, you then see the additional categories, which we believe capture 2 types of comments. One is the concerns that were expressed mostly by the commenters from Safe Domain Privacy, and the second group that expressed similar comments, but these were basically the comments that included the individual submitters that were not associated with either Respect Our Privacy or Safe Domain Privacy. In other words, in our review or first pass-through, the comments that we all received, we felt that what was not already captured on the tool specifically could generally be summarized in terms of the categories that we now have is Section 2 of Part 4 of the tool.
So, Kathy, I mean, so the answer is yes, this will be posted, and yes, this is the staff's best effort to try to deal with all of these additional comments. Looking at part one of this, is this a good starting point for you guys? And then, obviously, it's not the whole universe because as part two refers to additional comments. But if you get the links to these comments, which is basically just from the public comment forum, I guess, can you guys get started on that to start identifying any other issues that aren't being covered and that weren't addressed in the questions that the working group posed in the initial report?
That would be huge, Steve, if we could get the links to everything in Part 1 and all other comments that are referenced in Parts 2 and 3. Actually, I'm looking mostly at...
Let's take this in bite-sized pieces.
In three.
Can we start with Part 1?
Sure, but actually, Part 3 is only another
five or six. That's not really.
And some of those seem to be also referenced in Part 1, so there may be an overlap. Yes, and that gives us a great starting point. And so the reason I was declining Mary's offer is I think in our summary, I think we may be duplicating efforts if we have to report back to staff. I already know, ALAC. You know, we're all going to have different interpretations of the comments. So ICANN staff's starting point is awesome. But I think it's nice to read these comments in context. These substantive commenters took a lot of time to respond. Some of them are, very traditional players. Some of them are very large players coming newly to the field. So we're going to we're not trying to offend anybody, but we're going to go back and kind of take a look at these comments in their context and in their entirety. Probably wind up in the same place staff did. But to have those links will greatly reduce our time.
Okay.
So
if we can get started on one, and if the staff can provide you the links to those 76 comments, then at least you guys can get started on that. Then I think on two, obviously that's a much bigger question because they've identified seven or eight issues, just in a sentence, and there could be a bunch of comments that reflect those. But the question is, have you looked at that, or can you guys look at that list and see which ones you feel you already have some information about? To at least get started dealing with these and deciding whether there's something we need to deal with. For example, let me just look at the last one there, which says, other legitimate need for privacy of domain information, e.g. new product launches, business competitors, pre-launch websites. I think that's pretty much been addressed by the conclusion, which has remained unchanged, that proxy privacy registration can be used for all those purposes, which was our initial conclusion. Not every commenter understood that, but that was there, and that hasn't changed. So I'm just looking at it, I'm not sure that that's an issue that we need to delve much more deeply into. So is that feasible for you guys to first, allocate the Section 1 comments and decide what we need to do with those? And then look at and discuss this list of seven or eight topics and see which of those need to be pursued. That would be my suggestion anyway. Does that make sense, Kathy or Paul?
Okay, Paul. This is Paul. I think it makes sense. We'll go, Kathy, assuming you agree, I think it makes sense for us to go ahead and allocate the part one comments amongst the team. Those are a very doable numbers, and they're not significant numbers, and we can turn those around quickly. And then, Kathy, I think we should have a call of our group to discuss the Section 2 comments to find out which of the bullet points that we think require more information to see if we can narrow that list. I don't know if we can, but if we can, for example, Steve's comment about the last bullet point, if we can narrow it, great. If we can't, great. And then see if we can figure out how to get a list of those specific comments that created the bullet points to look at. But I think for the sake of moving forward with phase one while we're simultaneously looking at, I'm sorry, section one while simultaneously looking at section two makes sense. Does that make sense to you, Kathy?
That makes perfect sense.
That makes perfect sense. It cuts off a huge
Sorry, there's an echo again. I think it will get us a huge way towards the goal, and terrific. It's a great starting tool now that we understand a little bit better, you know, what it is, and we'll know where it is. So appreciation to staff. It's a huge amount of work. So yes, I agree that once the links are in section one, that gives us an awesome starting point.
Great.
And quick
and
note, Steve and Graham, let me ask you guys a question, which is from a working group perspective. Is it okay now that the other sub-teams have reported out we have a whole set of kind of really substantive issues that need further work already arising from existing sub-teams, is it okay if our sub-team lags behind by a week or two? Kind of the tangential issues or the side issues coming in a little later with more issue spotting for the working group. Is that okay?
Yeah, this is Steve. From my perspective, it's fine if Sub-Team 4 doesn't report this week. I think we're going to have a full discussion on Sub-Team 3 and maybe some other stuff, so I'm fine with that. It would be great if you guys have something to bring forward the following week, but obviously that depends on your discussions. But I think that's a realistic target for a first report from Sub-Team 4. Graham, does that sound okay to you?
Sounds great.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Good. So,
Paul,
so
how does that sound to you?
Path forward at this point to at least aiming at a report from Sub-Team 4 on the 22nd, and a way to get from here to there, we hope.
Hope so.
Okay.
It's nice to have a path forward. Sure. And appreciate all of your time on this, and everyone.
Okay. Any other questions on this that we need to address now? Anything from staff?
Steve, this is Mary. I just wanted to make one clarification that what you see on the screen, what you see in part four, the actual comment, it is not a staff summary. Obviously, staff had to make a little bit of a judgment call as to what to excerpt, but what was excerpted that you see in the document is basically word for word what was in the comment, and except for, you know, where we put square brackets, where we cut a sentence down, or, you know, we changed, sort of the capitalization and stuff. I appreciate, of course, that, you know, knowing the fuller context of the whole comment will be helpful, and so we can provide the links. In the meantime, if the sub-team, you know, wants to get started before we're able to get it to them, the comments themselves have already been included in a text file, basically, or several text files that have been posted on the sub-team's wiki. And so, you know, if the team would like to get started there without waiting for staff, you know, you could easily do a word search through the RTF file to sort of get the full comment from the ALEC or the BC or whoever. So just one clarification and one possible suggestion if folks want to get moving quickly.
Okay. And I see Kathy has a concern about the text files, but I'm sure you guys can get them the links fairly quickly here. And anyway, you can even pick some of these out from the public comments. So
all of them should be in that initial mega comment Excel file that I made.
That's right, and you can maybe, Mary, you can provide the sub-team the link to that or resend that as well.
Yeah, actually, all those documents, including the Excel spreadsheet, and Graham, thank you, I did not mean to not mention it, but all those have been posted to the sub-team wiki, and we did it both times. We did both the Excel and the RTF because, as you know, Graham, some people, depending on their, you know, computer and systems, have either more or less difficulty of an Excel versus an RTF file, so basically they're there.
Great. Okay, well, thanks again to everybody for getting up early and for all your attention and hard work on this. I know we've given the staff a little bit more of an assignment, but now we have Sub-Team 4, I think, you know, teed up to get going on at least the beginning of this. and hopefully we'll get a report from them to the full working group in, you know, a week and a half. So thanks, everyone, and unless there's anything else that people want to raise on this call, we've already run through our half hour, so I want to make sure people can get back to everything else that they need to do.
Steve, are we going to have a brief chat?
I'm happy to if you if Kathy and Paul want to sign off. There was one co-chair issue that we wanted to talk about for a minute as well.
Cool. I'll drop off. Thanks so much. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Paul. And pardon the interruption. Should I go ahead and stop the recording at this time?
Yes, that would be fine. Thank you.
Okay. One moment. Michael, if you can please stop the recording. We'll continue on to the call, though.